I always find it curious that some people think God is dead, but insist that Elvis is alive.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
According to a recent study that I conducted myself in airports, crankiness is at an all-time high. Yes, laughter is as rare these days as a jumbo shrimp at a bar mitzvah. And so today, I invite you to hit the pause button on any grouchy thoughts and push play. Let's grin together at our jokes of the month. I'll tell them one at a time. Joke number one. A pair of cows were talking in the field. One says, "Have you heard about the mad cow disease that's going around?" "Yeah," the other cow says. "Makes me glad I'm a penguin." Okay, let's move on to joke number two. A husband and wife are driving through Nevada. As they approach the town of Winnemucca, they start arguing about the pronunciation of the town's name. The argument gets heated, and when they stop at a restaurant, they ask an employee, "Could you please settle an argument for us? Can you pronounce the name of this place very slowly?" The employee leans over the counter and says, "Burger King." Joke three. A climber falls off a cliff, and as he tumbles down, catches hold of a small branch. "Help! Is there anybody up there?" he shouts. A majestic voice booms through the gorge. "Yes, and I can help you. First, have faith in me." "Yes, yes, I trust you," the man hollers. The majestic voice booms again. "Then let go of the branch." There's a long pause, and the guy shouts back, "Is there anybody else up there?" Well, I have felt like that guy, haven't you? I much prefer imaginary Bible verses like God helps those who help themselves. But God sometimes asks us to defy reason and let go, to do the uncomfortable. The book of Colossians is filled with unpleasant instructions like, let go of whatever grievances you have against one another. Forgive as God forgave you. Come on, seriously? I kind of like holding this over him. A voice says, "Let go." I did. In Mark 12, Jesus says, "Love your neighbor as you love yourself." But Lord, he plays the drums at 6 a.m., parks with one tire in my flower garden. His dog fertilizes my yard. The dog the size of a Clydesdale. Love my neighbor? You don't know him. And an almost audible voice comes back, "I do know your neighbor. In fact, I love your neighbor. You must too." Ephesians 5:25 tells husbands like me, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave his life up for her. But Lord, my wife turns up the thermostat in the summer and talks in her sleep. Things like, "You're not going to make it till Thursday." Is there someone else up there? I really prefer the imaginary verse, just do what makes you happy. Or do one to others before they do one to you. I hope you don't have thoughts like these, but I do. I struggle to do things God's way. But here's what I've learned. Though God's commands may seem difficult in the moment, they bring joy in the long run. You see, God isn't a bully who delights in our forced obedience. He's a good father who knows us well and has written the manual on human flourishing. What he asks of us, what he requires of us, is only for our good and the good of those around us. So trust him. Let go of that branch. Forgive others and love them. I think I'll start by laughing more often when my wife talks in her sleep. Laughter is a lifesaver, you know. Just ask the couple who was at a party where the wife went back for 3 servings of cake and ice cream. Her husband said, "Doesn't that embarrass you?" "Nope," she replied. "I just keep telling them it's for you."
Here at Laugh Again, we combine humor with a deeper purpose. As one listener wrote, "Phil, I love your humor and the truths you beautifully incorporate into your stories. This ministry centers on sharing the hope, joy, and truth of Jesus. Our goal isn't just laughs, but turning hearts towards the only one who can wipe our tears for good. Want to join this mission? Support us with a financial gift today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.